From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosion that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the port city of Tianjin. The Beijing News today said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion are being forcefully evacuated from the area because of a possible chemical contamination. Death toll from Wednesday's explosion has risen to 85. Secretary of State John Kerry says new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke with reporters.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Cuba and want to keep a long-standing embargo against Havana, something Mr. Kerry and President Obama want stopped. Talks to end South Korea's conflict appeared in jeopardy on Friday when President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013. This is VOA News. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it's ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters use mustard gas this week against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. That gas is banned by international agreement. And the Iraqi government has promised sweeping reforms to fight corruption, which activists say could help ease the country's security crisis. VOA's Heather Murdoch has details.
For weeks, protesters in Iraq sweltered through temperatures, sometimes in the 50s, demanding electricity. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi then promised widespread reforms and began firing high-level officials whom he deemed corrupt. Carnegie Middle East Center scholar Renaud Mansour says anti-corruption reforms could also help Iraq fight Islamic State by centralizing security forces.
This is a way for him to say that we need to begin to institutionalize the security sector away from what's happening now in Iraq, which is the state essentially being at the behest of different paramilitary groups.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State has controlled large portions of Iraq and Syria for over a year, despite a U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
And on the anniversary of the end of World War II, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed deep remorse and condolences, but stopped short of satisfying South Korean President Park Geun-hye's demand that he sincerely apologize. President Park also is calling on North Korea to begin cooperating in mutually beneficial projects with the South. However, Moon Chun-yin, a political sciences professor at Yonsei University in Seoul, says divisions within South Korea, often over whether to engage the North or work for its collapse, undermine any progress toward unification.
If we should come up with a national consensus at home first, then we can have a meaningful approach to peace making and peace building on the Korean Peninsula.
Tensions have increased in recent days at the border between the South and the North following a landmine incident. Seoul responded by restarting long, dormant anti-government broadcast over loudspeakers at the border. North Korea denied any involvement in placing the landmines and threatened today to carry out indiscriminate strikes, as they put it, on South Korea unless Seoul halts these broadcasts along their border. A U.S. federal court has dismissed a lawsuit from an Arizona sheriff who claimed President Obama's executive actions on immigration are unconstitutional. Those actions, announced in November, would offer temporary work permits and lift the threat of deportation for nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.